Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy, the...
Yes, ma'am. I have a lady on my line. She's claiming fraud, so I'm going to go ahead and transfer her over.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy, the supervisor speaking. How can I assist you?
Hello, Ivy. My name is Teresa Gorman, and I'm calling in because there was a charge for $56.95 on my card. The rep I just talked to said it was for a smartwatch, and she said something about $7.95. Well, even if I bid, that doesn't equal $56.95. So can you help me with that, please?
Yes, ma'am. I'm locating the account here.
Okay.
Just give me just a moment. Okay. Yes, ma'am, I do see the smartwatch here. It would have been for the shipping and handling charge of the $7.95, but as stated in the terms, once the customer completes the order, within a few days later, the customer would also would be enrolled into our Gadget membership website, where you can get a discount off of other gadgets on our website, which is stated in the terms.
I don't remember doing that, and I've had so much fraud going with my cards. I just sick of it, but I don't use cash anywhere, so I'm subject to it. But what can we do? Can we cancel that? Because I didn't order that.
Okay, ma'am. And please verify the email.
My email is, one of them would be TeresaGorman2@gmail.com.
Thank you for that, ma'am. And please verify the address.
1501 Vandiver Drive, Lot 256, Columbia, Missouri, 65202.
Thank you for that, ma'am. And the last four digits of the car number is 4175, March of 2025.
Yeah, that's the account I got the text message in.
And this would have been done through either an email with either Amazon or Costco or another entity that the customer would recognize, a social media ad, or through a text message.
Now, I do shop on Amazon. I'm their best customer. But, no, I would have been able to pull it up on my Amazon account. And I did look on there before I called you guys. So, wasn't Amazon. And then the text message didn't say it was on Amazon because it always comes through us saying it's a purchase from Amazon or their affiliate.
Okay, ma'am. Well, we can file this as fraud, but I just want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation and that false claims or fraudulent charges will result in penalties, such as a fine, as long as you are sure that no one in your household, including yourself, place the original order, then we will proceed with the claim.
Yes. Is it a fine for what? To refund my money?
Well, if this was found, if it was a false claim.
Okay. No, it's not a false one. I'm the only one in my house, and no, didn't do it. But like I said, I've had, fraudulent charges on my cards before and on my bank. This wouldn't be the first time.
Okay, ma'am. I'm almost finished here.
Yes, and I don't even wear watches.
Okay. All right. Almost finished. Then I'll give you the confirmation number here in just a moment, ma'am.
Okay, let me get in. If we can find one that works. Okay.
Okay, it is C as in Charlie, 2589179 08.
Let me repeat that back. That was C as in Charlie, 2589179 08.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today, ma'am?
No, ma'am, I believe that's it. And how long will this take to investigate
three.
Or whatever?
It'll take about three to five business days.
Okay. And you guys will contact me or what?
We would just make sure that the account is double closed.
Okay. Please close that. Like I said, I don't wear watches and I don't do Apple products. They're way too high. So if you could please, I'm begging, please close that. I'm on disability and all my little money got to go to bills.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, ma'am, Miss Abby. I appreciate your help and thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support and have a good rest of your day, ma'am.
And you do the same. Bye-bye.